is, usually when we start a Shabbos, we go to Drasha, so I have to have an end time. I have to end reasonably close to Ma'ariv. Baruch Hashem, everybody ready to daven Ma'ariv? So I think the end time is Shachris tomorrow morning. So, but hopefully we'll try to finish a little bit before that as well. So we'll begin the sugya. So decide to pick a loaded lumdish sugya like we try to do, both from doing the lumdus as well as some important aspects halach lemaisa. Try to go through the sugya, get a better understanding of some of the nuance of the sugya, and then at the end we always try to wrap up a little bit of divrei machshava and divrei chizuk as well. So the sugya begins. Those were fine along with my mekavos. The basic sugya for tonight is the status of women's obligation, both in terms of the isra of achilas chametz, as well as the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So we'll see as we go on that there are really two different parts of the sugya, but the sugya is very, very much interlinked one to another. So the sugya begins, the first thing in Rambam Kamos, a Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Nashim Chayavos Ve'achilas Matzah Dvar Torah, that women are obligated in the mitzvah of eating matzah on a level of deraisa. Why do I even need a Gemara to tell me that? Why would I think that women should be exempt? So the answers are very simple. Matzah is a classic mitzvah saseh shahazman grama. It's a time-bound obligation, and therefore the general rule is that women should be exempt from all time-bound obligations. So it's not a very good question. So why are women obligated? So that's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush is, that even though I should have said women are exempt, nevertheless, they're still obligated. Shenemar, l'sochel of chametz, kol sheyeshto bevaltech al chametz, yeshto biachilas matzah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh that there is a comparison between the prohibition of eating chametz and the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. And therefore, we have the following drasha, that that since women are not allowed to eat chametz, why is that so posh that women are allowed
join the meeting?
Why is it so posh that women are not allowed to eat chametz? So even though that happens to also be a zman grama, but that's a mitzvah lo sasei zman grama, a prohibition that is time-bound, there's clearly no difference between men and women. So the starting point of halacha is quite clear, that women cannot eat chametz, and the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer is that since they can't eat chametz, some of them are obligated in the midst of achilas matzah as well, and that's the drasha. Those are the two dirim deraisas. That's really the starting point for tonight's shiur, that women are obviously prohibited to eat chametz. That, I don't even need a pasuk for that. That's pashut, because it's a low cessation man grama, so women are obligated. The chiddush of Eliezer is that we compare matzah to chametz, but lamais, we know the dust settles. The answer to our question is yes, women are obligated in the issur of chametz, and yes, women are obligated in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. However, we have to take a step back, and we're going to try to analyze the chametz part before we get to the matzah part. Let's raise the following question. When we say that women are not allowed to eat chametz, what exactly do we mean by that? What is achilas chametz are we referring to? So we know in halacha, there happen to be three different isurei achilas chametz. I'm not even talking about the prohibitions of owning chametz yet. I'm not talking about bittul chametz. I'm not talking about bi'ul chametz. I'm talking about just within the prohibition of achilas chametz, there are actually three distinct prohibitions. The first and foremost, the primary prohibition is chametz b'Pesach itself. Any chametz on Pesach, what I mean by saying that's the primary prohibition, that's a possible chumash several times actually. The Torah says don't eat chametz on Pesach. That's the issur that carries with it the punishment of kares. That's like nothing to discuss. The issur of achilas chametz on Pesach, that is the issur of achilas chametz, and therefore obviously women are included. But there are two other issurei chametz. One of them is what's called chametz chodem zmano, and one of them is what's called chametz le'acher zmano. We sometimes call it chametz she'ovel of HaPesach. So we are not going to discuss chametz she'ovel of HaPesach tonight, because according to the way we accept the halacha, chametz she'ovel of HaPesach is not even a Torah prohibition. It's only an issur le'derabbanan. It's a knas, it's a penalty for violating by Rabbi Motzei. That's really on a level of derabbanan. It's not really tonight's topic. But we are going to speak about the prohibition of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. And when I say Erev Pesach, what I mean is as follows. There are different zmanim in Erev Pesach. There's one zman of after chatzos. That's the time that we're going to focus on. The Issur Achilas Chametz from chatzos Hayom, it's this Wednesday afternoon from a minute to before one, we have the exact time chatzos is, from Chatzos Hayom until it gets dark for Shkia, that is the zman that we're going to focus on now. There happen to be other potentially surim in the Rabbanan, which thought a little bit beforehand. We're not going to talk about that right now. We are going to be focusing primarily about that zman, that chunk of time, that unit of time between Chatzos and Erev Pesach, and when Yom Kippur Pesach itself starts. That's called the Isur Chametz Kodem Zman. And we want to know, is there any reason to believe that there may be any nuance of differences between men and women vis-a-vis that zman? So we started off by saying, Noshim are prohibited by Chilas Chametz. Nothing to discuss. I don't need a Shabbos or Golod Rasha to tell me that women can't eat Chametz and Pesach. You're right. But I'm not talking about Chametz and Pesach. I'm talking about Chametz and Erev Pesach. So you may be wondering, why should that be any different? So the only way to understand why it should or should not be different, we have to take a few steps back and first understand what the nature of the Isser of eating Chametz and Erev Pesach is all about in the first place. Before we analyze what the nature of the Isser, what the parameters of that Isser are, it will be very difficult to even attempt to figure out whether women should be any different than men. So we have to take a step back. We'll forget the men-women question for a moment. Let's just get a better understanding what is or what is not going on Erev Pesach le'achar chatzos. That window of time, from the achar chatzos to the end of the day, what is the status of chametz at that time vis-a-vis achila? And then, once we know that, we can begin to intelligently address the issue of how that plays out for women. So that sugya really begins in the second of the Mamakomos. It's a Gemara on Daf Kav Ches and Beis and Maseches Pesachim. Minayim lo'eichel chametz b'sheishol sulamala shu'ov b'lo sasei. How do I know that if a person eats chametz after chatzos, if the 6 hours after chatzos, that he's in violation of a law in the Torah? Ishtay, where does it say in the Chumash that eating chametz after chatzos is awesome? Shenemar lo sochal alav chametz divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, lo sochal alav chametz, and the word alav is the critical word here, because alav is a very vague phrase, very vague word. You cannot eat chametz on it. The problem is, what is it? It's a very, very, it's a, what we call an ambiguous pronoun, lo sochal alav chametz. What is the it? So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you exactly what the it is. The it is shchitas korban Pesach, which happens to be what the Torah is talking about, Zavachta Pesach L'Shem L'Kech HaTzarevokah. So since the context of that pasuk is referring to the Shechitas HaKorban, when the Torah says, Lo Sochal Alav Chametz, what that means is, don't eat chametz on the Shechitas HaPesach. Namely, don't eat chametz at a time when you would be shechting the Korban Pesach. When is this man Shechitas HaPesach? V'shachnu Sochal K'haisu Ben Ha'arbayim. Bein Arbayim means from the time when the sun begins to set, the sun is starting to set after Chatzos. At Chatzos, the sun is exactly halfway in the sky. And then the split second after Chatzos, it's beginning the process of setting. That is already the definition of Bein Arbayim. At that point, you can already shech the Korban Pesach. And therefore, at that point, you cannot eat chametz mid the Araisa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand what Lo Socha Alav means. Alav refers to the Shechitas HaKorban. And this phrase, this pasuk, is referring to an Issa D'Oraisa, the Lav and Malchus, etc. Now notice that there's no mention of Kores for this prohibition. Kores is mentioned in the Torah, Kikol Ochel Chametz Shibas Yom. If a person eats Chametz during Pesach, he's Chayav Kores. But if you eat Chametz only during the time of Erev Pesach of the Chatzos, a Lav with Malchus there would be, but the Chayav Kores there wouldn't be. This is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon responded to Rabbi Yehuda, can a person really say such a thing? How could you translate the phrase Allah to be referring to the Shechitas HaPesach? It says in the pasuk, the Torah is clearly talking about the week of Pesach. The Torah talks about Achilas Matzah in the same phrase. Matzah only begins by the Lel HaSeder. So if the second day of the pasuk is referring to the beginning of Pesach proper, how could you possibly include Erev Pesach? What does the phrase mean according to Yehuda? Says Rabbi Shimon back to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sochal Alav cannot be referring to the Shechitas HaKorban. It must be referring to something else, and that something else must begin at night. But what begins at night? The mitzvah of achilas Pesach begins at night. The mitzvah of achilas matzah begins at night. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, there actually is no violation, at least not based on this pasuk. There is no prohibition based on this pasuk of eating chametz on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So we now have a little bit of a background, a machlokes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. Just what are the ramifications of the fellow who sits down at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Yetzim, this Wednesday, he sits down at 3 o'clock and he has a slice of pizza. I don't mean a kosher pizza, pizza, but a real McCoy, a real chametzicha pizza. What happens to this fellow? So according to Rabbi Yehuda Yitzchak Malkus, he violated the Issa D'Oraisa of L'Soichel Allah Chametz. He ate chametz at his man Shchitas HaPesach. According to Rabbi Shimon, he clearly did not violate that Issa. Not even a question, no Malkus, nothing. But wait. According to the view of Rabbi Shimon, true, he violated halav, but did he violate anything? Was there anything wrong with what the person did? Did anything go wrong? Did he violate any issa whatsoever? So we would just read the second of the sources, it's unclear. All Rabbi Shimon told us is that there's no violation that carries with it malchus. Rabbi Shimon did not address, does that mean it's mutter? Is there some kind of other issa lurking in the background that we don't know about? What is the status of achilas chometz or pesach within the worldview of Rabbi Shimon? So comes Tosis on the third of the Maimon Kamos. Tosis a chiddush. Tosis says Rabbi Shimon oimer chometz lepnei zman alach is not avlo v'klum. There's no malchus. Nearest is Tosis. It would appear to us the third of the Maimon Kamos. Nearer the Rabbi Shimon nihi de ein oivra alav belav de chometz lepnei zman. Even though there's no prohibition of a lav, there's no malchus in Erev Pesach. It has to be awesome. Tosis almost starts out with like an assumption that we've never in our lives heard of any religious Jew eating chametz Erev Pesach in the afternoon. According to Rabbi Shimon, why? Rabbi Shimon just said it's mutter. No, sister, it's chalil or chalil. Rabbi Shimon never said it's mutter. Rabbi Shimon just said it's not a lav. But mutter, no. So what is the issur? So Tosis continues. I skipped a few lines, and we're going to pick it up on the next line in my mouth. Of the nearest is Tosis. The nafkalei mitashvisu umeachilek umash betashvisu shaloi kederech ano dahinu achila. That one line, Tosis just said, bombshell. Tosis said, the issur of eating chametz at Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not allowed. It's what we call in halacha an issur aseh. You're violating the mitzvah seaseh in the Torah. The Torah says, the Torah instructs us, what are you supposed to do with chametz in the afternoon of Pesach? You are supposed to get rid of it. Ach b'yomarishon tashbisa sovim batechem. And Tosis makes reference to the Gemara in Pesachim Navei, ach chilek, ach means chatzos, halfway through the day. According to Tosis Shita, comes chatzos, when the clock strikes 12, or figuratively strikes 12 in Erev Pesach, that's the zman of getting rid of your chametz. Now, I'm well aware of the fact that we actually discard our chametz a little bit earlier in our base for technical, logistical reasons. But according to Tosfos, the real mitzvah of destroying chametz actually begins by chatzos. And therefore, if you sit down and eat your pizza at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or Pesach, that is the worst possible violation of tashbisu that could be. Because tashbisu means a lashon of destruction. L'hashpisas ha-chametz means to destroy the chametz. Shalei derechano, not to enjoy it, not to eat it. If you eat your chametz, then by definition, you're not being mashpis your chametz. And therefore, Tosis concludes that for the fellow who eats his pizza an Erev Pesach in the afternoon, according to Rishimim, a lav is not oivel. It's true, there's no lav, because lo seichel ha-chametz doesn't refer to Erev Pesach. But also it still is, and the nature of the prohibition is an iser essay derived from the phrase tashbih. So it's a bittul, it's the worst flagrant possible violation of the mitzvah essay of tashbih. That is what's wrong with eating chametz in the afternoon and Erev Pesach. So we have a major machlokes hatanoi now within the worldview of the Balei HaTosfos. Just how bad is eating chametz in Erev Pesach? We know it's bad. We know you can't do it. Nobody in Tosfos' world thought you could eat chametz in Erev Pesach in the afternoon. It's just a question of just how bad it is. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a lav in the Torah with malchus. According to Tosfos, it's an iser essay, a gross violation of tashbisu shalei kederech achilas shalei kederech ano. Just as an aside, not relevant in terms of our discussion, it happens to be another extreme view in Rishonim that is taken, a view that is taken by the Balamor. The Balamor says, that not only is eating chametz according to Rabbi Shimon not a violation of tashmisu, but it's actually a fulfillment of tashmisu. Because the Baal Mor says it's the greatest tashmisu possible. You know, when we try to get rid of our chametz, you make this like half-baked fire, you throw the chametz in, is it really burned? Not really burned. Is it really destroyed? Not really destroyed. But if you eat it, you know it's gone. Says the Baal Mor, the best way of tashmisu, a new chumra, everyone's got to send me pizza in their place in the afternoon to fulfill the mitzvah of their eyes of tashmisu. Don't try it. The Baal Mor doesn't like it for other reasons. But in a Torah, according to the Baal Mor, that would not be a bit of tashmisu, that should be a fulfillment of tashmisu. But for the purpose of that shia, we're not going to go down the root of the Baal Mor. We're going to stick the shittas of tashmisu. So the bottom line is, just how bad is eating chametz in their place in the afternoon? According to Buddha, it's pretty bad. It's a lot. According to Shimon, it's bad, but not as bad as according to Abu. But now that we have the background of the Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon, we can now begin to evaluate Asha, begin to analyze Asha. We want to know, does the Isser of Achilas Chametz apply to women equally as to men? So when it comes to eating Chametz on Pesach itself, the question is, doesn't even get off the ground? Because that's a lav in the Torah, and lav in there are no difference between men and women. When it comes to eating chametz and erev Pesach in the afternoon, in the worldview of Rabbi Yehuda, the question doesn't get off the ground either. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a lav, and if it's a lav, no difference between men and women. But according to Rabbi Shimon, which I'll tell you a secret, half the Rishonim follow Rabbi Shimon. It's machlokes is to Rishonim, whether we pass the like we do Rabbi Shimon. So in the worldview of Rabbi Shimon, that the Yisr of eating chametz, erev Pesach in the afternoon, is only an Isser Esrei, it's only an Isser of Tashbisu. So I want to raise the following question. Are women in violation of Tashbisu or not? Does that Isser Esrei that we were just mechadish, that Isser Esrei that we just, in a sense, made up, we just discovered that there's an Isser Esrei to eat chametz in the afternoon according to Tosfos and Limud Rabbi Shimon, I want to know, does that Isser Esrei apply to women or not? Notice the word that we said. I must have said about six times in that sentence. Essay, 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 essay. When it comes to mitzvahs losa say, there are no differences between men and women. When it comes to mitzvahs say, there are differences. We know there are differences. And general rule is, mitzvahs essay shesman grama, nashim pturos. Could one suggest the following chiddush gadol? Could one suggest that perhaps women are exempt from the mitzvah of tashbisu? Tashbisu is the mitzvah to positively, to actively, to destroy one's chametz on Erev Pesach. I'm not so sure that women are obligated in that mitzvah. I'm not so sure that women are obligated in tashbisu, and I'll tell you why. Just look at it for a moment. It's a mitzvah saseh, shazman groma. It's a positive mitzvah. It's done a certain time. We don't do tashbisu in the middle of the winter. We don't do tashbisu in the middle of July. It's a mitzvah saseh that's done very, very specific time of the year. Maybe women should be exempt from that mitzvah. If women are exempt from the mitzvahs essay shasman gram of tashbisu, then the corollary of that would be, then there's nothing wrong with a woman to eat chametz in her Pesach in the afternoon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Tosfos. So let's just think where we're up to now. We came up with a wild chiddush. If our wives were listening to this, they think, wow, we can eat the pizza. No, I can't eat the pizza in her Pesach. Maybe my wife can eat the pizza in her Pesach. Again, if you're holding Rabbi Yehuda, it's a moot question. But if you're holding Rabbi Shimon, and if you follow Tosu's approach of Rabbi Shimon, that the engine that's driving the prohibition of eating chametz on the afternoon of Erev Pesach is not a lav, but it's an Isser Esrei. And the Isser Esrei is an extension, it's part of the mitzvah, it's the Isser Esrei of Tashbisu. We have to now take a 10 steps back and ask ourselves, are women obligated in Tashbisu or not? If the answer to the question is yes, so then women can't eat chametz in Erev Pesach in the afternoon. But if the answer to that question is no, so then we would have a fascinating chiddush, a fascinating kula, that maybe a woman can eat chametz on her Pesach in the afternoon. Now, please don't jump to conclusions yet, but maybe one could create such a possibility. It's not so far-fetched. We just connected the dots. If we follow Rabbi Shimon, if Tos is right, and women are exempt from tashbisu, if those three statements are all true, that equals the following conclusion. Women are allowed, at least the Torah would be permitted to eat chametz erev Pesach in the afternoon. So some of you may be wondering, what did I say? Did I mean that? Women are obligated to tashbisu. So that means women can own chametz on Pesach? I never said that. The prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach is actually threefold. There's a lav in the Torah of Bal Yeroeh, there's a lav in the Torah of Bal Yimotzei, and then there's the mitzvah of Seif Tashbisu. Our discussion is only revolving the positive mitzvah of Seif Tashbisu. I didn't say a word about Bayera. I didn't say a word about Bayimotzei. I know that women cannot own chametz on Pesach because those are lavim. And when it comes to lavim, men and women are the same. I'm merely talking about the mitzvah essay of Tashbisu, which for our purposes is what is creating the Isra Chivas chametz in our Pesach, according to Tosli B'Divishim. So I go back to our original question. I want to know, nice, a woman wants to know, I want to eat chametz, tichlach, tichlum, in our Pesach. Tell me, Rabbi, why I can't do so. So first of all, if I pass like Rabbi Huda, then it's a no-brainer. Of course you can't do so. But she says, I'm not a Rabbi Huda. I'm a Rabbi Shimon person. According to the Heilige Gittad of Shimon Yochai, I want to know, I'm coming to Meron. I want to have my pizza in Meron. I want to, bottom line, tell me, I'm following the Heilige Gittad of Rabbi Shimon. Tell me, can I eat chametz at Pesach? Why not? So the answer to that question is, let's analyze it. Are women obligated in Tashbisu or not obligated in Tashbisu? If they are, then obviously women can't. If they're not, then we may have a possible cooler for our wives. Maybe have to hold on to that pizza for a few extra hours. So much of what we're going to discuss in terms of this particular prat of this year is going to revolve around a very, very popular Rambam, a very controversial Rambam, which has had countless of hours of Shia Klolis over the last 800 years or so, speaking about this Rambam, including Baruch Shem in our own shul. We've quoted this Rambam multiple times in Shurim over Pesach. It's probably one of the most popular, but most famous Rambams in terms of Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. It's on the sheet on the next day of Rambam Kamos. It's Rambam number 4. The number 4 got moved over somehow to the end of the Rambam. It's, for those who can't find it, it's the one after Rambam number 3. Okay, so it's the next one right after number 3. The number 4 got shifted over on the print for a minute. So the Rambam begins as follows. It's Rambam break Alpha Lach and Gimel. Eino loke mishum le'irov le'imotze. If a person owns chametz on Pesach, he violated 2 isurim in the Torah, he's not chayav malchus. Says the Rambam, ella im kein kona chametz b'Pesach o chimtza, unless he actually went to the store and bought chametz on Pesach, or if he took flour and water and made himself a dough that was chametz thick. Why are those the only ways to violate by Rabbi Motzei to get malchus? The answer is kadesh yaseh b'maisa, because there's a rule that if you violate an isra, a lav in the Torah without doing an action, a lav she'ein by ma'aseh, it's terrible what you did, but malchus is not going to be. So the only way to violate by Rabbi Motzei with an action is one of 2 ways. Either to buy chametz on Pesach, or to make chametz on Pesach. But, says the Rambam in contrast, what if a person owned chametz on Pesach, but before Pesach, I didn't bother getting rid of my chametz. I have pizza sitting in my freezer. I got crackers sitting on my table. Upon Pesach will be all right. The Pesach comes and I didn't destroy my chametz. I left it in my property. Even though I've been gross, flagrant violation of 2 isurim in the Torah, the entire week of Pesach, I'm in constant violation of 2 lavim in the Torah. In a lokum in the Torah. You're not chayav malchus b'deraisa. Why? Said the Rambam, the famous words, "B'nei shelo asa b'maisa," because I didn't do an action. I violated an isser, albeit without an action. It's a lav she'ein b'maisa and a lav she'ein b'maisa in the malchus. Malchus to malchus, malchus. Ah, b'derabban b'malchus, b'derabban b'shkifelach. But b'deraisa in a loike, b'nei shelo asa b'maisa. I didn't do an action. I'm kind of a Rambam. So the Rambam sounds pretty straightforward. 99% of the time, I'm not going to get malchus. Once in a blue moon, I'll get malchus if I bought it or if I made a chametz. What can be wrong with the Rambam? What can be controversial about the Rambam? We know we paskin lav she'ein b'maisa no malchus, yesh b'maisa yesh malchus. What's the problem? The problem, the difficulty with this Rambam is the following: that there is another rule in Hilchos Malchus that if a person violates a lav in the Torah, what is called a lav hanitach la'aseh, a lav that is connected to a positive mitzvah. Let's say, l'moshel, if a person steals, well, sigzo, terrible avein in the Torah, there's no malchus for stealing. You know why? Because the Torah says in the same breath, v'heishvus egzer shadozol, if you stole, then you have a mitzvah essay in the Torah to rectify that by returning what you stole. So, lo sigzo, lav, but v'heishvus egzer, and therefore the Gemara tells us in Maseches Matos, that ain loikin alav shenitikli yester. You only chayv malchus on an independent standing lav. When you have a lav that leads into another mitzvah's yester, there's a way to undo the lav. There's a way to correct the lav. There's a way to rectify the lav. Ain loikin alav. So come all the gedolei acharayim and ask in the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us that the only reason why you're not chayv malchus for by rove matzei is because it's a lav she ain do maisa. And therefore, the Rambam gave two illustrations where it is a ma'aseh that you would be chayav malchus. He asked the Gedolei Acharonim, there's a more encompassing reason. There's a better reason why you're not chayav malchus. There's an all-encompassing reason. Why didn't the Rambam say it's a lav hanitach li'aseh? What's the nitach li'aseh? What's the aseh shavai? Tashbis osom b'teichem. The Torah says, don't own chametz, but rather get rid of your chametz. So if a person violated he has a simple way to rectify that law by simply getting them quickly and getting rid of the chametz. So why didn't the Rambam consider by Rove Emotze to be a law in the Tichli essay, which would have exempted him from Malchus and would have been a more inclusive exemption that would have even covered the person who bought chametz and Pesach? It would have even covered the person who made chametz and Pesach. The Rambam's reason was not a bad reason. It's 98% correct. But it falls short for the cases where you did a ma'aseh. If you go down the other route of lav in the tikli essay, that's an absolute all-encompassing reason across the board. You never ever chay malchus by Rav Matzah. So why did the Rambam say that? So in fact, other Rishonim did say that. Tosfos actually writes in Maseches Pesachim in a few places that is in fact the din that you never chay malchus for by Rav Matzah because in fact it is a lav in the tikli essay. But the Rambam didn't say it. And that's the question that has been bothering the greatest minds in the last couple hundred years. Why didn't the Rambam say that? What is wrong with that equation? What is wrong with that statement? What is it about by Rav Matzah that it's not a lav in the tikli essay? Why does it fall short of being a lav in the tikli essay, according to the Shittas of Rambam? So there are many, many answers to that question. We're going to try to focus on two of them for tonight's for purposes of Ashiya. So one suggestion is given by the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Chinuch in the midst of Tashbis or Mitzvah Tes suggests a pshat in the Rambam. Why is it the Baruch Motzei is not a nitakli essay? And in order to explain this as a Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch gives us a fundamental yisodistic question that touches on the heart and soul, the very essence of the midst of Tashbis. The Torah Kedesha tells us the Bashas Bel, Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashvi Sobatechem. We're supposed to, Yom Rishon means, Tashvi Ape explains to us, it means Erev Pesach in the afternoon. We're supposed to get rid of our chametz. Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashvi Sobatechem. Yesh Lachkor, says the Minchas Chinuch. One could raise a question, a fundamental chakira. What is the nature of the din of Tashvi Sobatechem? What exactly is the Torah telling us to do for Tashvi Sobatechem? So the Mechaz Chinuch says there are almost two very, very distinct models that one can have to understand what Tashbis is all about. One can break down Tashbis into one of two categories, says the Mechaz Chinuch. Is Tashbis what we call a mitzvah b'sheva al ta'aseh? It is a mitzvah that you perform passively, namely, I don't have chametz. The bottom line is, Erev Pesach Chatzais comes, the whole week of Pesach comes, and a whole week went and I didn't have chametz, I was mekayim the mitzvah of achrim rishon tashvisa sov batechem. I didn't have to do anything. I don't have to burn chametz. I don't have to destroy anything. If tachlas, at the end of the day, I didn't have chametz, that is the mitzvah Torah. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what if you have a fellow, he never owns chametz. He doesn't like bread. He doesn't like pizza. He never eats chametz the whole year. He never owned a piece of chametz in the last 50 years. Every year when Pesach comes, he gets a checkpoint in Shemayim. Achrim rishon tashvisa sov batechem. He never made a fire, never said bittul, never did gorn shoy. That is the mitzvah Torah. The week of Pesach came, no chametz was owned by you. You mekayim the mitzvah derei sevachnu mishtashbis. It's a mitzvah b'sheva al tas. Marshal amar davidayim. We have a lot of mitzvahs essay that are performed specifically by not doing something. Let's say the marshal is the mitzvah of not eating on Yom Kippur. Can somebody please explain to me how do I do that mitzvah? Give me the mindset that I do to fulfill the mitzvah inisim b'zav shoseichem. The answer is nothing. When you sit down the whole day, 24 hours in your kippur pass, and you didn't eat or drink, you get check in Shemayim, the inisim estav shesed. You're not supposed to do something. There is nothing to do. the mitzvah of Inyan Yom Kippur is to refrain, is a mitzvah that's performed through Sheivatas. Well, not the Moshe. Is a mitzvah to refrain from Malach and Shabbos and Yom Tov. In addition to the prohibition of doing Malach and Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Torah says Shabbos has to be Tishbos, has to be Shabbosoy, has to be a day of resting. It's one of the Tag mitzvahs to rest from Malach. How do I do that? What do I do? Where do I go? What Maisa mitzvah do I do? The answer is nothing. The mitzvah's essay is performed by not doing something. So there we have this model in halacha of mitzvah's essay that are categorized as essays, the count of the tag mitzvahs, but there's nothing to do. The mitzvah is performed by not doing something. Is that what Tashbisu is? Or maybe no. Maybe we totally misunderstood what Tashbisu is. Maybe what Tashbisu is the ma'isa mitzvah of Tashbisu. The same way as the ma'isa mitzvah. It's a mechilas matzah. There's a ma'is mitzvah tkiyas shofar and shibasuk and tilsulut and anochas tefillin. A lot of mitzvahs there are ma'is mitzvahs to them. Tashbis was a ma'is mitzvah. What's the ma'is mitzvah? So you can discuss: is it shreifa? Is it b'chol davar? Is it before chatzah? You can pinpoint what the ma'is mitzvah is, but something has to be done. So let's say you have a fellow who doesn't like chametz. It doesn't eat chametz the entire year. So possibly we should tell him that, hey, you better go to the store in our place and buy some challah and better do tashbisu. Because if the whole day goes and you didn't do tashbisu, so that's like you didn't eat matzah. It's like you didn't put on tefillin, so you didn't say kriyishma. So it's not clear what the nature of the mitzvah of tashbisu is about in the first place. Is tashbisu a kumba asay? Is tashbisu a sheiv al tas? With Ora, that question, besides being critical for so many other aspects, says the Mechas Chinuch, that may be the answer to the riddle of this Rambam. Why is it that the Rambam says that Bayi Rav Matzei is theoretically Chaya Malchus, and every once in a blue moon is Chaya Malchus, and you cannot hide behind Lava Nitikli Asei? Says Mechas Chinuch, I'll give you the following mashal. Lava Nitikli Asei means don't do a lav, but rather rectify it by doing an Asei. And the emphasis is on doing an Asei. Don't steal, and if you did, rectify it by doing something, by returning that which you stole. Would anybody ever say that you're not chayav malchus for doing malacha and yantif? You know why? Don't do malacha, but rather if you did, then rest on yantif. That's ridiculous, says Mechas Chinuch. That's not a lava nitikli asay. A lava nitikli asay only constitutes lava nitikli asay if the asay is bakumba asay. But the Torah is telling you, you did something, it's terrible, chatos avisi b'shati, now do something about it. If you did something terrible, and now you just sit back and twiddle your thumbs and count for brownie points to come down, that's not a lacha nitach liyasei. Therefore, says in Mechas Chinuch, maybe that's the reason of the Rambam. That's the reason why the Rambam understood that the relationship between Bayi Rav Matzei and Tashbisu cannot meet the criterion of lacha nitach liyasei, because there's no asay, there's no positive action, there's no ma'aseh to do. Just the fact he's supposed to be shaydik, supposed to sit back and just not do anything, that's not enough of an assay. That's not a type of an assay that can be can qualify as a lav in the tikliyas. So now let's go back for a moment to this shayla of Mechas Chinuch. So again, the Rambam introduced us to this Mechas Chinuch. Mechas Chinuch used his interpretation to explain this difficult Rambam. But now let's analyze this Mechas Chinuch. Mechas Chinuch told us that there are really two different ways of understanding Tashbisu. Either the Sheiv al Tasa route or the Kuvasei route. That Mechas Chinuch may be critical in terms of our Shaila, are women obligated in Tashbisu or not? And again, that's the root of the question. Is there an Isser for women to eat Chametz in the afternoon on Erev Pesach? Because according to Tosfos, the Isser of eating Chametz on Erev Pesach is part and parcel of Tashbisu. It's the bittul, it's the nullification, it's the non-fulfillment of Tashbisu, but we're not even sure women are obligated in Tashbisu. So let's look at this very, very carefully. What do we think the din should be? Should women be obligated in Tashbisu or not obligated in Tashbisu? So let's analyze it. So the one here, it's clearly a mitzvah zeh shel zman grama, it's positive, it's man grama, it has all the trappings to exempt women. But wait, we're not so sure. Because I have a new shout to ask you. Think to yourselves all the examples of the Zman Gromos, Tfilin and Tzitzis and Shofar and Lulav and Sukkah and Kriyash, all the mitzvah Zman Gromos, they just happen to all be mitzvahs that have an action to them, an action or a deeper to them. They are active mitzvahs. Does the rule of mitzvah say shehazman grum noshim turos apply to mitzvahs that are b'sheva al ta'aseh? Does it even apply to those mitzvahs? I have no idea. I don't know. You know, the rule of mitzvah shehazman grum is a chiddush haTorah. The starting point should have been women should have the same level of Torah obligation as men. It's a chiddush haTorah derived from tefillah and other psukim, but one can argue in chavul chiddush haTorah. Which means maybe the chiddush of noshim turos was only said on mitzvasase with a maaseh. Maybe mitzvasase without a maaseh, but never included. Maybe that's not called mitzvasase shazman grama. I don't know what the answer to that question is. One thing I can tell you, if the answer to that question is that women are chayyavos in those kinds of mitzvahs, women are obligated in the zman gramas that are not a maaseh, then I think women are obligated in tashmisa. So do we have any writings? Do we have any proofs? Any sources from Rishonim to this question? So comes the Sefer HaChinuch in the sixth of the Maimonides. And we're going to skip the fifth for a moment. We're going to have the sixth of the Maimonides for a second. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Zayin is talking about the mitzvah of resting from Melacha and Yontif. That's a perfect example. I know for a fact that women are not allowed to do Melacha and Yontif because there's a law in the Torah. But I don't know whether they're included in the essay or not. And there may be enough communities leading beyond the scope right now. There may be enough communities leading to whether women are obligated in the essay, but not for now. Come to Sefer HaChinuch in the following two lines in the 16th Maimonides. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah of resting on Yom Tov applies in all places. It's not linked there, it's wrong. V'chol zman, not the basic mikdash. V'zcharim unikavis. It applies equally to men as well as to women. And therefore, the person who violates this is a person who does malacha, unless what he was doing was sanctioned by Yachol Nefesh, so then he was revived on this mitzvah. He violated a law also, I'm not negating that, but the Isra, he violated an asay in a sense by not being sheva to asa. The Sefer HaChinuch is clear. It's partial, says the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are obligated in the mitzvah essay of refraining from Melacha Yontif. Either it's man grama. So the Chora, what the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us, is that the buck stops here. It's man grama doesn't apply. Because man grama is limited to mitzvah maisiyas. Man grama doesn't apply to non-mitzvah maisiyas. And therefore women are included full force in the mitzvah of resting on Yontif. Now just as to be intellectually honest, there is a Tosis and Maseches Kedushin that disagrees. For our purposes, we're going to accept the Sefer HaChinuch right now. So according to the Sefer HaChinuch, that women are obligated in mitzvah's essay, shazman grama, as long as they don't have a ma'aseh mitzvah to them, as long as they're merely fulfilled through sheva al ta'aseh, so then the conclusion is obvious to our question. We wanted to know, are women obligated in tashbis or not? So the answer is yes. If the Mechatz Chinuch is right, if the Rambam is right, if this whole Mahalach is right, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is not a mitzvah ma'isi. There's no ma'isi to do. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is mekuyemes ayedei sheva tasa. The fellow who never owned chometz, he hasn't owned chometz in 100 years. Pesach comes and he doesn't own chometz, he is full fulfillment. There's no difference between him and the guy who burns his chometz. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is fulfilled through sheva tasa. And if the Sefer Chinuch is correct, that women are obligated in the sheva tasa, and women are obligated in tashbisos. So let's take a step back now and just see what we've accomplished at this point. So we opened up with the shayla. We want to know, we know that women can't eat chametz on Pesach. That, we don't need a Shabbos Gadol drasha for that. Women can't eat chametz on Pesach. It's a lo saseh, obviously. But chametz in Erev Pesach, not so poshut. Because chametz in Erev Pesach, according to Yud, it's poshut, and it's a lo saseh, women are obligated. But according to Bishima, not so poshut. So according to Bishimin, that it's a mitzvah saseh, it's a bitul mitzvah saseh, and it's a violation of tashbisu. So we threw the question back for a second. We said, wait a second, are women obligated in tashbisu or not? If they're not obligated in tashbisu, then there would be nothing wrong with them eating chametz on Erev Pesach. So we opened up a whole shayla. Yes, no, women obligated in tashbisu, exempt from tashbisu. So we said, oh, let's analyze two things. Let's analyze, is tashbisu a kumba asay, or is tashbisu a sheval ta'aseh? So we brought a raya from the Mechas Chiddush of the Torah in the Rambam that it's a sheval ta'aseh. And then we said, aha, if it's only a sheval ta'aseh, so it's very possible that women are obligated in mitzvahs that are sheval ta'aseh, based on the Sefer HaChinuch. So we connected all the dots. We pulled out of our hat a Rama Nuchas Chametz Matzah. We dug up a Michas Chinuch HaMetzvatas. We had a Shtichot Torah in Tashbizu. Combining that with the Sefer HaChinuch, we came with the following conclusion, that it's very, very possible we can make a very, very strong case to be Mechayev women in Tashbizu. Even though it's a Zman Grama, that doesn't matter. Because it's a Sheva Tasa, and a Sheva Tasa, we're Mechayev Asin. So if those two facts are right, it's a Sheva Tasa, and the Sefer HaChinuch is right, that women are obligated in Sheva Tasas, even though there's Zman Gramas. If those two facts are right, then we can conclude, we can be comfortable saying that women are obligated in Tashbisu. And if they're obligated in Tashbisu, then obviously they can't be chametz in Erev Pesach. It's a no-brainer because that would be a Torah violation of Tashbisu. So we're fairly comfortable, not too comfortable yet, but we're fairly comfortable in what we just developed because I have found to develop this Yisrael. But again, we just connected a few dots. We learned a little bit about a Rambam, a little bit about Chas Chinuch, a little bit about Sefer Chinuch. We put this picture together to explain that women should be obligated in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And therefore, they cannot eat chametz in Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yisai, I have to throw a monkey wrench at our Shtichot Torah. I have to question something, and I think a very, very serious challenge to what we just presented. Let's not forget who we're talking about. Which Rishon are we really talking about? We've been trying to work within the framework of Tosfos, because the Baalei HaTosfos are the ones who introduced us this idea that Tashbisu is the name of the game of the Yisra Achila and Erev Pesach. The reason why you can't eat Chametz in Erev Pesach is because of Tashbisu. So our entire Shia for the last 40 minutes has been looking at the Sugya through the eyes of the Hilchos Baalei HaTosfos. But wait a second. What do the Baalei HaTosfos themselves, if you had a corner in the time and the reader, all the Hilchos Baalei HaTosfos, if you had a corner them and ask them, what do you think is the nature of Tashbisu? Do you think Tashbisu is a Sheva Al Taaseh? Or do you think Tashbisu is a Kumbaseh? I have no question. No. Not even the latest of suffering, what Tosfos would say. And I'll tell you why. If Tosfos themselves held that Tashbisu was a Sheva Al Taaseh, then the goal of Tashbisu doesn't really matter what I do or don't do. What Tashbisu is all about is Tachlis is a Nochametz. Remember, if you hold Sheva Al Taaseh, you can get rid of your Chametz 6 months before. You can never own Chametz in the first place. You're Yaitze Tashbisu. How in the world can Tosfos tell you that there's something wrong with eating chametz on Pesach? Tosfos said, let's go back to the Tosfos, third Ma'amar Mekaymus, the second part of the Tosfos. V'nira, the nafka me mitashbisu, umiyachilek, tashbisu shaloi kidech ado. Tosfos says, tashbisu means get rid of your chametz, destroy your chametz, according to some opinions, burn your chametz, be mash chametz, but don't eat it, because if you eat it, that's not called the ma'isa hashbasa. How is Tosfos talking the language of a Maisa Hashbosa? How is Tosfos telling me a story that there's a specific way you have to get rid of your chametz? La'afuke, don't eat the chametz. That svar of Tosfos, that whole mahalach of Tosfos, only makes sense if you understand that Tashbisu is a Maisa Mitzvah. If you hold there's a Maisa Mitzvah Tashbisu, so Tosfos Mechadish does, the Maisa Mitzvah is destruction in contrast to eating. Eating is not called the Maisa of destruction. But if you hold like the Menachas Chinuch's Rambam, that there's no such thing as a Maisa Mitzvah. The essence of the Mitzvah, the whole Mahus, the whole Adar of the Mitzvah is simply to be Chametz free. Ich bin Chametz free. I'm Chametz free whether I threw it into the fire, I threw it into the garbage, I threw it into the lake, or ate it. At the end of the day, I'm Chametz free. And therefore, in the world of the Baalei HaTosfos, it is inconceivable to me to say that that Tashbisu is Sheva Al Taaseh. Of course Tashbisu is a Kumbaseh. What's the Shaila? Vagin's a Kumbaseh. The Rambam, the community around disagrees. The Rambam, the Chassidic, they may be MS, they may be right. But not Tosfos. Tosfos in a million years would never say such a thing. Of course the Baalei HaTosfos held that Tashbisu was a Maisa Mitzvah. Which just by the way, as an aside, that's what Tosfos happens to hold the Maseches Pesachim in a few places, that by Ramatzi happens to be in the Tichui Asei. Remember we mentioned Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam, because Tosfos holds it is a Maisa Mitzvah. I have no suffix whatsoever. The Hilchos Baalei HaTosfos held that Tashbisu is a real formal mitzvah essay with a Maisa Mitzvah. It is not a Sheva Al Taaseh, it is a Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore, to say this shot in Tosfos, that women are obligated because of Sheva Al Taaseh, it's almost a stir in the air, it's a contradiction in terms. I'm not negating the whole Shabbat Torah that I said, but don't pin it on Tosfos. Don't say it. You want to say it on your own. You want to say Shabbat Torah in Minchas Chinuch. You say Shabbat Torah in Rabbi. You want to say Shabbat Torah in Shabbos HaGolah middle of the night. Say whatever you want, but don't tell me. Don't tell me a story. Don't sell this as Shittas Tosfos. This is not Tosfos Shittah. So Rabbi said, now that we got a little bit of a pop the balloon a little bit, let's go back to the drawing board. So let's rephrase the question that we presented a half hour ago. According to Tosfos, the real Tosfos, are women obligated in Tashbisu or not obligated in Tashbisu? If they're obligated in Tashbisu, then they can't eat Chametz Erev Pesach, after Chitzos. If they're not obligated in Tashbisu, then they can. Is Tashbisu a mitzvah for women? It's a mitzvah essay, it's a positive mitzvah. Shazman Grama, it's time bound. Is a Maisa mitzvah, either burning, other destruction, whatever you call the Maisa mitzvah, not for now. But there was clearly a Maisa, it's not a Shemata. Don't hide behind stories. That was Rambam's and Bichas Chid. Don't hide behind stories. I just want to know Shittas HaTosfos. Is Tashbisu a mitzvah and a Heges B'Noshim or not? That's all I want to know. So don't tell me about Shemata, that's not going to help me. So what's the answer to that question? Is there another way of understanding Tashbisu? Is there some other beer in Tashbisu that may help us to analyze whether women should or should not be chayavos in Tashbisu? Because again, whether they're chayavos is going to be the engine that's going to drive whether they're going to be permitted to eat chametz erev Pesach in the afternoon. So we're back to the drawing board. Women yes, women no. So let's go back to the Rambam again, because everything's going to hinge on this Rambam. Back to the fourth of the Rambam. Mr. Rambam told us, in a loyk mishum by Rabbi Matzai, in not chay malchus by Rabbi Matzai, elim kein kana chametz erev Pesach chimtza. But if you do a ma'isa shtet in Rambam, you will be chayav malchus. The Rambam clearly holds it's not a lavinitikli essay, and chaschinuch had his beer shepatase, but perhaps we come with a little bit of a different beer. Perhaps there's another reason why the Rambam holds that tashbisu falls short of being a lavinitikli essay. What could that reason be? So let's take a look at the fifth of the Rambam comments for a moment. One right again, it doesn't have the number in front of it, it's one right for number six. Fifth of the Rambam comes. It's a Mishnah Psach, a very famous Mishnah of Yudah, Aimer, Ein Bi Chametz El Shreifa. But Yudah says that there's a very specific method of destroying Chametz, it's called burning the Chametz. The Chametz say, no, you don't have to burn it, you can crumble it up, throw it onto the wind, throw it onto the ocean, throw it down, flush it in the bathroom. Different ways of getting rid of the chametz according to chamim, and the ikra that we follow the chamim, machlekes of rishonim, and the ikra that we follow the view of the chamim. So there's machlekes that tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and the chamim. What is biur chametz? What is the method of any? Is there a specific method of biur chametz? So there's a word from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim on the Rambam, Berak Aleph Lach Gimel, explains the heart and soul of what is the machlekes of the chamim. What are they really fighting about? What are they really, what's the essence of the machlokes of Yudin Dechacham? So Reb Chaim invokes the following two words, and of course, synonymous Reb Chaim, the Mahalach, and learning, Gava versus Chavetz. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu? Is Tashbisu a mitzvah sagavra? Namely, that you as a gavra, have to get rid of your chametz. That's the nature of the mitzvah. You as a gavra have to get rid of your chametz. You as a gavra have to eat matzah. You as a gavra have to put on tefillin. You as a gavra have to hear shofar, shake a loaf, and so there are a lot of mitzvahs a gavra. Or no, is the nature of the mitzvah tashbisu a chayves a cheftza, namely, chometz has to be destroyed. Chometz is ton hashbosim in the oilam. It happens to be that the Torah holds you responsible to take care of that chiv. If it's your chometz, you have to make sure that chometz is removed. But the essence of the mitzvah doesn't speak to you. The essence of the mitzvah emanates on the cheftza. The cheftza is mechuyev in hashpasa. Is it the gavra's chiyev in hashpasa? Or is it the cheftza's chiyev in hashpasa? It's like Marshall Madhav Benaymer, Chaim's father, Beis Halevi, highlighted that sometimes the mitzvah of achilas karbonos is a mitzvah of gavra, and sometimes it's a mitzvah of cheftza. Famous words of Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi said that the mitzvah of eating karbonos all year long is not a mitzvah of gavra. The din is that the korban is torn achilu. We read this morning's Chris story. The korban has to be thin. So mameila, the kayan, someone has to eat it. But you are secondary. You are mameila, you have to eat it, but the korban is torn achilu. That's where Beis Levi had his famous word. Now for the mitzvah achilu's korbanos, you don't have to eat it kazayis. Gzayis is the din when you Reuven, you as a gav have to do ma'isachila. Pachas b'gzayis nishkin ma'isachila. When the din is that the korban is torn achila, so at the end of the day, if I have half gzayis and Yedem has half, the other guy's half, at the end of the day, if 1,000 people, each one has half gzayis, the korban will be have been consumed, will have been eaten, and therefore it's okay. So the mitzvah achilas korbanis, according to Beis Halevi, is a mitzvah achefza. It's only by Korban Pesach that the Torah says, also as a Boston, the Torah speaks to each person and says, you have to eat, and that's why it didn't change, is that's why you have to eat a kezayis. You cannot get away with merely eating with eating less than a kezayis, because the essence of the mitzvah is a chevis agavra. So that notion of gavra chevis is a very, very famous concept in terms of shmiras and mitzvahs. And Reb Chaim raised the question, what is tashbisu? Is tashbisu fundamentally a chevis agavra, or is tashbisu fundamentally a din that the chevis is tone hashbasa? Says Reb Chaim, he thinks that's the machlokes of the Chacham. That's exactly what the Tanoim are fighting about. Reb Yehuda says that in biyachometz al sreifa, it means that there's a mitzvah sreifa that chometz has to be destroyed and has to be destroyed in a very specific way. It's tone sreifa. It's almost like mashma davar sreifa noisar. Like when you have leftover carbon, we read this morning, it has to be burned. You can't just take it and throw it to the garbage. It's tone sreifa. And guess what? What's the mocha for Rabbi Yehuda's din that Ein Chometz El Sreifa? He actually derives it from Neisar. Just as Neisar has to be burned, Chometz has to be burned. Because these are chiyuvim that are neveah, that emanate from the Chefetz itself. And therefore, there's a specific method of destruction. According to the Chachamim, the mitzvah is a chevis agavra. What is the chevis agavra? The clear house of Chometz. That's the mitzvah. Mitzvah is get rid of the chametz. It's a chpati. I get rid of it. What's the difference? I burn it, I throw it down the toilet, I throw it into the river. What's the difference? At the end of the day, I got rid of the chametz. The only time it makes any sense to focus on a specific method of destruction is if the chametz is torn sreifa. But if the gavra has a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz, I got rid of my chametz. What's the difference? I got rid of my chametz. Says Reb Chaim, the reason why the Rambam holds that by Rabbi Motz is not a mythically essay is I'll tell you why. Tashbisu, according to the Rambam, is too close for comfort to the Los Hasei. Love in the Gliese means when you have a love, which is one type of an image, and then the Hasei is a radically different image. The Moshe, the image of Los Sigzel is don't break into that, don't rob the guy, don't do a mice and put your hand to the other guy's pocket, take it away. That's the mice of Los Sigzel. Mitzvah Hashem Sagazela is take the wallet, knock on his door, and return it. It's a different thing than Gabri. I did one Maisa, I took it from him, the other Maisa gave back to him. So that's a lav d'tiklias. When you have a lav and an assay that adjust repetition, they're the same thing. You go through the same motions, a lack thereof, it's just that one is written b'loshen lav, one's written b'loshen assay. That's not a lav d'tiklias, that's hainuach. It's the same thing. Says Reb Chaim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very possible that by Rabbi Motzah is a lav editically essay. You know why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the lav speaks to the gavra, and the mitzvah chometz, mitzvah shpizu, speaks to the chavtza. You as a gavra don't own chometz, and if you did, now you have a different thing to do. Now you have a chavis, a chavtza to take care of. That's called a lav editically essay. But according to the chomim, what's for lav editically essay? It's the same thing. Don't own chometz, and don't own chometz. In one place the Torah says, don't own chametz. One place the Torah says, get rid of your chametz. It translates to the same thing. Tachlis, at the end of the day, Rabbi, what do I do? Don't own chametz. Either don't own chametz because you don't own chametz, or don't own chametz because you get rid of your chametz. It's the same thing. That's not a love in it. And it just happens to be, says Reb Chaim, the Rambam happens to postulate the Chacham. And that's why the Rambam's view that we follow the Chacham, that it's a mitzvah hagavra fundamentally, it cannot qualify as love in it. But it just happens to be that Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos happens to hold that we follow Rabbi Yehuda. That happens to be Shitas at Tosfos. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosfos happens to hold that by Rabbi Motz is a lav d'tiklei asei, says Reb Chaim, because Tosfos understood that the nature of the mitzvah asei of Tashbisu is not a chavis a chavtsa. It's not a chavis a gavra. So now, let's go back to the world of the Bali Tosfos again. Leave the Rambam for a minute, go back to the world of Bali Tosfos. If you're a Rabbi Yehuda person, if you really believe that there's a specific mechanism and method how to destroy chametz, you really believe that tashbisu is a chevis a cheftza, Is that called a bitzus essay shes magrama? I have a whole new question to ask you. I have a mitzvah essay. I have a positive mitzvah that I'm about to do, but it's a kind of a mitzvah. It's not really my mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that I have for somebody else. It's a mitzvah that I have to something else. Is that called zman groma? That's already that's a second kedushin shayla. That's a zman gromatik shayla. So let's say the moshul, a mitzvah putting on tefillin. Would anybody say that tefillin is a chavis, a cheflus to this longness? It's like a good Purim title. I don't really have to put on tefillin. Tefillin have to be put on. Nebuch, because the tefillin have to be put on, I have to volunteer my arm to put the tefillin on. I can have 20 pairs of tefillin sitting in shul, nobody's wearing them, it doesn't bother me. You as a ga'avra have to put on tefillin. It's not a chavis, a cheflus. Yeshiva a sukkah, it's not that every sukkah in the world has to be sat in. It's a chavis, leitzonis. Every lulav has to be picked up. Every shofar has to be heard. It's a chavis, leitzonis. You as a gabra, the chavis and mitzvah. Zman groma generally are things that speak to the gabra. Could one argue that the klal of mitzvah zesesh as man groma only speaks to mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs a gabra? If that would be true, then we have a phenomenal possibility that if tashbisu is a chavis a cheftza, like half the Tadam, half the Rishonim hold, so maybe guess what? Maybe women are included in the mitzvah of tashbisu. And guess what? If women are included in tashbisu, then you won't believe it. But then women would be awesome to eat chametz and her pesach in the afternoon. Just exactly our shadow, trying to figure out what the answer to that question is. Let's take a look at the seventh of the Ma'am Kermes for that one. The Gemara Kedushin says, now in the back of the page, that how do you know that a woman is not chayeves to do a bris milah on her child, on her son? How do you know that a woman doesn't do a bris milah on her son? Dechsev kashe, tzivah solokim. The Torah says that the mitzvah milah was given to him, to Amravino, and not to Sari Menu. There's a famous shayla that the Rishonim ask, is that what do I need a pasuk for to tell me that a woman doesn't have to do a bris milah? It's a zman groma. You have to do a bris milah by day, you can't do a bris milah at night. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me the women are pturas? So we take a look at the eighth in the Rambam Kamos, we're going to skip a little bit on the Ramban. But the third line, Bikla Furushi, the Ramban says, I'll tell you the answer. You want to know why you need a pasuk? It's Rechsal Chabayt Chamina. Keep Tirin Noshim Mitzvah Zeseh Shez Man Grama. When do we say women are exempt from Mitzvah Zeseh? Hani Vil Be Mitzvah Be Gufayu. Those are Mitzvah Zeka Avra. Mitzvah that speak to them, to their guf. Keep going Tfilin. The Mehasim Gamrina. That's the source of Zman Grama. Ava Mitzvah Smila Decharini. It's not my mitzvah to do Bris Mila. It's really my kid's mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah to my child. I would have thought that women are chayavos because the mitzvah is legami achayrim. It's a mitzvah on something else or on somebody else. So that type of mitzvah, that kind of mitzvah is not subject to the pturas man grama. So kamash balan at the end of the day, women are pturas from mila anyway. But the svar of the Ramban is still kayemis. So Rabbi, let's put together now the different pieces of this puzzle. I want to know tachlis, women chayyavas and tashbisu, turas and tashbisu. So one could argue, if you really believe that tashbisu is not a mitzvah sagavra, if you really don't follow the rabbi, if you really think Tais is right, that tashbisu is a chayves a cheftza, and if you believe this Ramban, that zman grama only applies to mitzvah sabutolas a lagavra, you put those two things together, and I have a good case to say that the rule of zman grama breaks down for tashbisu. And if it breaks down for tashbisu, women are chayavos in tashbisu. And if women are chayavos in tashbisu, then they cannot eat chametz in our pesach in the afternoon. The rabbi said, we just came up with a whole other approach to why women are chayavos in tashbisu. And again, that's the engine that's driving our shayla, because our real shayla is, are women asuros to eat chametz in our pesach? And Tosfos claimed the yisur of eating chametz is the din of tashbisu. Are women chayavos in tashbisu? So the first half, we went down the route of Michas Chinuch Shev El Tasa, and then we retracted and we said, no, we're going down a different route. The reason why we now believe that women are chayavas and tashbisu, according to some Rishon, not all, after Rambam, but not Rishon, is because the mitzvahs are cheftza vis-a-vis the chametz, and mitzvah cheftza are not subject to zman grama based on this Rambam. So I would say we finished the first half of the shiur. We did finish the first half. The timing is going to be a little bit lopsided. The second half will be a little bit shorter than the first half. We didn't get to the Machshava part yet, so I said Shachris is the quote from the Haggadah, Ashibol Tomidei Avraham Legiris Makrish Rosh Shachris, but we'll try to end up a little bit before that as well, okay? Hopefully before Chatzos. So Rabbi said, back to where we're up to. We really, really spend the bulk of our time just asking this one question. Women's chiyuv in achilas chametz, identical to men? On Pesach, the answer is absolutely. Identical to men on Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, absolutely. Identical to men on Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Shimon, not absolutely. Maybe yeah, maybe no. We came up with two different approaches to be mechayev women on Erev Pesach, either based on the Shevel Tasa model or based on the model of Mitzvah Sachevtza. Those would be two equally valid reasons to say women are chayavas in Tashbisu, which would again, in turn, lead us to believe that women cannot eat chametz in Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yisrael, now we're going to move on to the second half of the sugya. We're going to go out of the realm of chametz into the realm of matzah. If you remember, we started the shiur by saying, how do you know that women are obligated in matzah in the first place? It's mamash zman grama. It's a classic zman grama. So we actually needed a pasuk. We needed a drasha. So the women are obligated in chametz. Chametz and matzah go hand in hand. So let's take a look at the ninth of the Ramakamos. Just familiarize ourselves with our famous Gemara, and then begin to appreciate a question at the Rishon Lubavitch. The ninth of the Ramakamos, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, women are obligated in Dalet Kosos. Why? Because they were included in the same miracle. They were also saved in Mitzrayim. So therefore, we drink Dalet Kosos to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not all that different from Chanukah and Megillah. Whenever the Gemara has the same idea, any mitzvah that's an Afen Ha'bios Ha'nes, women are obligated. There's a famous kasha that's posed by Tosos in the 10th and Rambam comes. Fred Doysus and Megillah Daf Dalam and Aleph Gabi Matzah Yesh Maksha. He asked the following question. Lama li hakeisha b'choshi yesh to b'val teichel chomet yesh b'kom echol matzah? Why do I need a special pasuk? We started off in the first of the Mamet Kamis. I need a special drasha, a pasuk in HaTorah, to include women in the mitzvah achilas matzah. Tepuk lebitam, shei naibi osu anez. I have such a simple reason. It says pasuk tzvara. If the svar is correct vis-a-vis Dal Kaisas, why isn't the svar correct for matzah? Women should be obligated in Atoyah matzah because it's posher. They were included in it. They didn't leave Mitzrayim. They also left it. They didn't have to rush. They also had a rush to leave Mitzrayim. So the same reason that the Gemara uses to be mechayev women in Dal Kaisas should be acceptable for matzah also. Why the necessity of a posuk? Why the need for a hekesh? Why the need for comparison to matzah? To chametz? It's nice. It's a beautiful reason that was instituted by the Chacham. It's not a Svar Deraisa. It's not a Machod Deraisa. It's not a source from the Torah. And therefore, Dalet Kosos, we're talking about a mitzvah derabbanan. I want to know, did Chazal make a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos for women? The answer is yes. You want to know why? But if you pass it, Mishal Deraisa, if you wonder about matzah, which is the chiyuv gomim in HaTorah, that's not going to do the trick. That's not going to carry me over. I have to find a pasuk. I need a drash. I need a real malkum in HaTorah. So the first answer of Tosfos is that afen avios v'neis fails miserable in HaTorah. It creates wonderful midrabanan, but it's a disaster in HaTorah. It just doesn't work. It's not a svar deraz. But then Tosfos quotes another approach. Rabbeinu Yosef Ishu Shalayim to you. It's one of the Balei Tosfos moved to Yerushalayim. Rabbeinu Yosef give a different answer. Sal gadai dechlef miftere mikzereshav the tesvav tesvav dechagas sukkos. The pirash to break a little over. Tosfos comes out from left field. Tosfos says that if not for a pasuk to include women in matzah, I would have made a case to say could be women are exempt from matzah. You know why? Even though it's afen avios v'neis, because we know matzah and sukkah always go hand in hand. It says tesvav by one, tesvav from the other. So if women are to also from sukkahs, which happens to be a pasuk that women are through some sukkah, I would have thought that through some matzah also, kamash malon, that no, don't make such a drush, kamash malon dechayavas. So according to Ben Yosef, af heine avios v'neis is a svar deraisa. It works for matzah, it should have worked for matzah. If not for the mistaken comparison to sukkah, it would have worked for matzah and atonah. So now we have in front of us a major machlek is 2 days and we should have 2 days in Tosfos. This svar, we can isolate this svar, afen avios v'neis. In Chazal, we only have it applying to 3 matzahs. We have it by Dalet Kosos, Chanukah, and Megillah, which happen to all be in the Midrabanan. So according to the first day of Tosfos, there's a good reason why we don't find it anywhere else, because it's not binding min HaTorah. It is not convincing min HaTorah. According to the second day of Rabbi Yosef, It is a bona fide chesvara d'araisa, belishim sofek. It can accomplish worlds min ha-Torah. It falls short by ma'atza protectable courts, but it's a svara min d'araisa. So men ask me, at the end of the day, women are chayavas in ma'atza, at the end of the day, women are chayavas in dal-kaisa. So what are we spending our time figuring out? Is it a pasuk? At the end of the day, women are chayavas in ma'atza. There's a tremendous difference, a nuance of difference. What if I can dig up another mitzvah min ha-Torah? That's not matzah, not dalka. It says another mitzvah in the Torah. That the svara is not bad. Can I use that svara to obligate women in the Torah? What's the test case? The 11th of the Ramakonis. It's a frachinik in the 11th of the Ramakonis. Mitzvah Chavalef is the mitzvah of Sipurit Yisrael Mitzrayim. Who is obligated in the mitzvah of Yigadat al-Bin Chavim al-Bin? Who is obligated in Sipurit Yisrael Mitzrayim? Shteit in Sefer both men and women are obligated in this mitzvah d'araisa and Pesach night. If the women have to sail with the Sipur, in any place, at any time, it's not dependent on Pesach. But if a person doesn't tell Lovitz Mitzvah on Pesach night, men or women, they're in violation, they're mevatelzayin this mitzvah d'araisa, we got it from them. How does Sefer Chinuch know? Who told the Sefer Chinuch that women are obligated in this mitzvah? That's not my kash, that's Michas Chinuch's kash. So who told the Sefer Chinuch? Sefer Chinuch is talking in HaTorah. Midah Araisa, how do we know that women are obligated in Sefer Chinuch? So the answer is, he must have figured it out based on Afenai B'Yosonais. It must be that the mitzvah of Sefer Chinuch is to commemorate the Nais. Women were involved in Nais, they also left Mitzrayim. Afenai B'Yosonais. But wait, the Sefer Chinuch is invoking that principle for Mitzvah D'Araisa. That's a big chiddush. That's a big question. According to the first day in Tosfos, the Masechta, we can't do it. In Megillah, you can't do that. According to the first day in Tosfos, the Megillah, this svar of Afin Abiyos Neis works for Dal Kaisis because it's the Rabbanon. It doesn't work for Matzah. It's not going to work for Magid either. The fact that the Sefer Chinuch invoked this svar of Afin Abiyos Neis on a level of D'Araisa, he's going in the footsteps of Rabbeinu Yosef Yishalayim. He's Rabbeinu Yosef, the second day in Tosfos. That you can invoke Afin Abiyos Neis, even the Gabi Deraisas, that's a huge chiddush. Maybe it's right, maybe not, but it's a chiddush. But Lemaisa for us, we're not sure. We're not convinced that women are obligated in Sikhism to try with Deraisa. But one thing for sure we are convinced, that they are Chayavas at least with the Rabbanim. There is no question in my mind that women have to say the Seder also. They have to say the Sipur, they have to read that God also. Why? Because even if the Sefer Chinuch is not necessarily accepted, because with Rabbanon HaFeidi B'Yosu Anais, so again, I don't know for sure, I'm not 100% sure whether the Chayavas, the Raisa, or the Rabbanon, but I know the Chayavas. Why am I so sure the Chayavas? Can I bring you a Raya, Brua Shenel HaTshuva, that women are Chayavas in Haggadah? They have to also participate in the hearing, or should I go and have the Yosei, the Mitzvah of Sipur? Again, according to the Chinuch, it's a mamash shedin deraisa, it's the same as matzah, it's afin abayos v'neis, b'lishu himself. But according to that first day in Tosfos that holds that afin abayos doesn't work for deraisas, how do I know that the chayavos, at least with the Rabbanon? So I'll tell you what led me to believe that, and that's a combination of the 12th and the 13th of the Ramakonis. The Mishnah says in Sukkot, Daf Abichesim and Aleph, Mishnah is talking about a fellow on Sukkot doesn't know how to say hello. So Nebuch, he has to have somebody else say the words for him. And one of the people who he asked to say the words is Anisha, his wife. So he doesn't know how to read. His wife's going to say the words hello. What happens? The Mishnah says, not so posh. The only way you can be yaitzi to your wife saying is you have to repeat word after word after her. If she just says, Hashem, and you just sit there and listen, it's not going to work. You have to repeat word for word what she says. And then the Mishnah says, the Tolom Eira, you give him almost like a curse. Like, how can it be that you don't know how to read? You don't know how to say halal, terrible thing. But the Mishnah says, so what if it's a man who's saying halal for you? Then you do not have to repeat every word. When you get to the end of each prayer, say halukah and shayt. So what is the Mishnah telling us? It's clear, the Mishnah is saying, that if you want to invoke the principle of shamea ka'inif halal, I want to be yaitse, but hearing your halal, a man can be yotze from a man, but a man cannot be yotze from a woman. Why not? Why can't he be yotze from a woman? So the answer is very simple. Tyson, the 13th of Mamakama, says it's partial. Mashba kam di isha p'tur, be halal the sukkos. Says Tyson, the reason why you can't be yotze with your wife's halal is because your wife is not even chayavas at halal. And the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says that in order to be yotze with somebody else's mitzvah shebedibor, I can make Kiddush for you because I'm chayiv in Kiddush. I can read the Megillah for you because I'm chayiv in Megillah. But if I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah, I can't be motzi. So the reason why a woman can't be motzi a man in halal and sukkis is because she's not chayavis. Chayim yatzeres. Halal of shavuos is the same. The taima mishum the mitzvah shas man grami. The reason why women cannot be yaitze, they're not chayavis and can't be motzi you in halal is because it's the zman grama. Afal gav the bahalal the lel psachim ma'ashav gav psachim the mechayve. He says, wait a second. According to that Svara, would we say that women are exempt from halal on Pesach night? He says, no, don't say that. He says, no, don't make that erroneous conclusion. Halal on Sukkot and Shul, women are up to us. Halal in Shavuos and Shul, women up to us. But halal by the Lel, say there's a place for us, for sure, women are chayavos. How do you know? Because the Bechayim of Dalakosis. We know the chayavos of Dalakosis. We just read that Gemara. That was Gemara. We read together in Pesach Kuvches. So what's after halal? Says Tosfos. Umistama lo tignu dalakosis alikadei lender leim halav avoda. Why do we have dalakosis in the first place? Because we have four mitzvahs shebe dibur on Pesach night. We have kiddush. We have agoda. We have bechamaz. We have halal. And if women are obligated in the dalakosis, that means by definition they are chayavos in each one of those mitzvahs. You can't have dalakosis without those four mitzvahs. Those two things go hand in hand. If you're chayiv in dalakosis, it's understood that you're chayiv in each one of those mitzvahs. And since one of those mitzvahs is halal, it must be women chayiv in halal, basically. So now Tosfos in a quandary. So they proved from the Mishnah and Sukkah that women are pterus from halal and yontif. They proved from the Gemara Pesachim that women are chayiv in halal and halal Pesach. Why the discrepancy? Why the difference? Says Tosfos is very simple. Shiny halal the Pesach, the Nesbo. The halal of the Seder is a halal hones. Afin hobi also a nes. Vakam hola nes. Why do you think halal Shavuos morning for? What nes? What do you think halal for on Sukkot morning? Because it's nes. You're saying halal and yontav because it's yontav. Yontav is a b'chayim of halal. That's beautiful, wonderful. It's his mind, Brahma. The halal of a yontav take a halal women are pterus from. A nes take a halal women are chayavas in. The halal and yontav morning is a yontav take a halal women are exempt. Can't be made to that. Halal on Pesach night, that is a nastika halal, and therefore afin habi also a nes. And once Tosfos said that, how did Tosfos know that women are chayavos on halal Pesach night? Well, they have to be, because once we know the chayavos and dalakosos, of course the chayavos and halal. So let's extend that Tosfos to our sugya now. We know women are chayavos in dalakosos, that's a given. Just as Tosfos extrapolated and said, if the chayavos in dalakosos, then the chayavos in halal. So let's add on to Tosfos and say, if the chayavos in dalakosos, then the chayavos in magid also. Because magid is the second of the kosos. So women are chayavos in kiddush, magid, bechamos, and halal. If Tosfos was willing to be mechayev women in halal in Pesach night, based on the raya, that if the chayavos in dalakosos, it's understood that the chayavos in halal, you can't have one without the other. So we can easily extend that to Haggadah as well. Again, does it mean the Chayavos in Haggadah midir Aiso, midir Abonon? That depends on the Sefer Chinuch. That depends on the 2 days in Tosfos. So bottom line is, women are for sure Chayavos in Ma'atzim in a Torah. Whether or not Afed HaHavios and Eis could have been a reason to be Chayim in a Torah, it's 2 days in Tosfos. And that's going to spill over to what about Magid? Are women Chayavos in Magid midir Aiso or only midir Abonon? Everyone agrees they have to participate in the Haggadah. Is it midir Aiso or is it only midir Abonon? But just in the last akudim, the lomdus and the halacha part of the sugya, Tosfos proved that if you chayim in dalakosos, then you must be chayavos in the mitzvahs that accompany those dalakosos. If you chayavos in dalakosos, for sure you chayavos in halal, for sure magid, etc. Do we understand that Tosfos perfectly? Do you understand what that hochach, what that proof was? Let's take a look at the fourth thing that the Mamre comes. The last thing the Mamre comes for. Well, you have chazul amyabakosos. The Mishnah says that you have to make sure everyone has got to drink four kosos, even the aniyim, everyone has to drink four kosos. Bitocha loshen mashmik tzas, the loshen of Mishnah says, if somebody can't afford kosos, you have to make sure he has enough. This is the most loshen yachin. Mashmik tzas, ain't no son of the bottom of the day, it doesn't say that you have to give wine to all the members of the family. It sounds like you just make sure he has wine. Fumotzi is kula mishaloi. It sounds like the bare bone minimum for dalakosos is one per family. The Bala Seder will keep a cup of wine. Who'll make the brachas? He'll be mighty everybody. Usvaru's is Taisus. It makes sense. The Maishtar of Kaisus Mikirish to Chalashana Shechel Maitis Chum. Oh, yeah. Last night, Friday night, Kiddush. Not everybody had their kos. I made Kiddush. Maybe I gave a little bit of the kos to everybody. That's kosher bracha, different story. But the Ikaron, everyone was yotzim in my Kiddush. So, no part of terror. Manishtar of Ezra Valens. Why is Pesach and I can be different? The same way, last night I made Kiddush for everybody. Why can't I make, I'll do the mitzvahs, I'll drink the kos. Everyone will sit around and watch me drinking the kos. Why not? So Tosfos says, you know what? Maybe right. Maybe that's not the Lashon Mishnah. If Chesul Vayim Lashon Yachid. And then a few months later, Tosfos makes it about face. Tosfos says, Nir Lahachmir Lahatzich Abekosul Cholach. Tosfos says, no, you know what? Probably everybody should have their own case. They never really tell you what changed. They started comparing the Alakos to Kiddush, and then something radically changed in their minds. The question is, what changed? So the famous boy from the Brisker Rav, that what changes as follows. Brisker Rav says there are fundamentally two different ways of understanding what is going on at Dalakosis? What is the nature of its Dalakosis? One can understand it one of two ways. Either one can understand that Dalakosis is fundamentally four different mitzvahs dibur, and the same way that we find in Chazal and Misake in that certain mitzvahs dibur have to be on a kosher yayin. So Kiddush all year long has to be a kosher yayin. Haftal has to be a kosher yayin. Other things have to be a kosher yayin. Chazal and Misake and the Leva say there, each one of the four mitzvahs should be dibur have to be on a kosher yayin. You have to make Kiddush on Pesach night, the Mela do it on Yayin. You have to say Haggadah, do it on Yayin. You have to bench, do it on Yayin. You have to say Halal, do it on Yayin. Each one of the mitzvahs of Dibur on Pesach night has to be done ala kosher Yayin. But fundamentally, it's a mitzvah's Dibur that has to be accompanied with the kosher Yayin to give it Chashivas, no different than Kiddush and Abdullah. If that's the case, the Tosfos was right at the beginning. It says, Maishnah me Kiddush to Chol Hashanah. If every Friday night it's a mitzvah's dibur of Kiddush, then I'm fulfilling the kosher yayin, I do the dibur, I'm not tishimeko, and I drink the wine, and everyone's all happy. You don't have to drink the wine. I can drink the wine. If that's true for Kiddush on Friday night, that should be true for all the delicacies of Pesach as well. So what changed, says the Brisker Rav? Tosfos revamp what the mitzvah is. No, that's not the essence of the mitzvah of Pesach night. The mitzvah of delicacies is a mitzvah of shtiyas hayayin. It's a mitzvah of derech eros. The halacha requires you have to do ma'aseh b'chol dovador chayim laharis asat. We have to do ma'aseh chayrus on Pesach night, and drinking wine is a ma'aseh chayrus. And therefore, anyway, I have to drink wine Pesach night. Why should I just stop drinking wine in the middle of nowhere? Let's put that shtiyas yayin into the context, and I'll do my shtiyas yayin. I'm doing it. I'm making kiddush anyway. Matoy. I'm saying about anyway. Great. I'm benching anyway. Wonderful. I'm saying hal anyway. Matoy. The question is, what starts? What's the engine that's driving the halakhosis? Is it the mitzvah halayla, the mitzvah shebedivah shebalayla, that we're instituting ala kosher yayin? Or is it fundamentally start in the other direction? It's a mitzvah shtiyas yayin, and I have a shtiyas yayin, I might as well stick it into the four most appropriate places at the same time. My nafkamina, or nafkamina in the world, does everybody need their kos? According to the first Dan Taisas, you don't need the kos. The Bala said, I make Kiddush, I make Hagar, I do all the mitzvahs, and you listen to Shemekhan, and it's good to go, like any other friend. The second day, and Taisas backed down and concluded, no. If the mitzvah shtiyas hayayin derech eros, how's that going to help? How is your drinking going to help me? How's that going to impact me? How is your drinking in the coast going to have any impact on my derech eros? When it comes to derech eros, each person on their own derech eros. So now let's go back to that Tosfos Sukkah for a second. Tosfos said, we know that women are chayavos and dalakosos. Therefore, it must be the chayavos and halal. And we extend the Tosfos and said, therefore, it must be the Chayavos and Magid. Why must it be? Why is that so? What's the Chayavos? Why is it so 100%? Just because the Chayavos and Dalakosis, why is there a proof positive the Chayav in those particular mitzvahs? So it depends on the Tosfos. If you hold that Dalakosis is fundamentally Shtiyas HaKos, it could be that women are Chayavos and Dalakosis. Does that mean they have to make Kiddush? Does it mean they have to pen? No, maybe no. Does it mean they have to say halal? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Does it mean they have to say magid? Maybe yeah, maybe no. If you hold that the engine that's driving dalakosis is the shtiyas hakos, so when the Gemara says nashim chayavos be dalakosis, that means women are chayavos in dalakosis. Do they have to drink those kosis on halal? I have no idea. Do they have to drink it on haggadah? I have no idea what they're saying haggadah. I have no way of knowing that answer. So why did Tosfos think it was a chacham? So that Tosfos sukkah sounds a little bit more like a throwback to the beginning of the Tosfos sukkah, that the mitzvah of dalakosis really starts as mitzvahs of Dibur. Because we have now mitzvahs of Dibur, we're going to beef it up a little bit and have it on kosher yayin. So that's what Tosfos said, makes a lot of sense. If women don't have the mitzvah shebedibur, what are you beefing up? What are you adding? How are you elaborating on it? If women aren't chayavos, so then why they chayavos and dargosas? And if we know that women are chayavos and dargosas, it's a raya brewer, they must be chayavos in those mitzvahs, of those dalal mitzvah shebedibur. That's what Taisus wants. And the Taisus and Sukha, I think, can only be understood in light of the first day of Taisus and Sechet. So in order dust settles, Taisus definitely says women are chayavos and halapes at night, and they gave a love to swat, halal nes, etc. And I think we have a right to extrapolate, to extend that to Haggadah as well. So at least the Dirabbanan, women are chayavos and Haggadah. I don't have any suffering about that. And I have every reason to believe that the chayavos min haTorah, at least according to the Sefer Chinuch, according to Rabbi Yosef Yerushalayim, that afei rabbi Yosef nes, may work on a level of their eyes as well. So to put together the two halves of what we spoke about tonight, the first half we spoke about primarily the mitzvahs lo saseh, the mitzvah about the iser v'chilas chametz. We spoke about the nuances of what should or should not result in a woman being chayeves. And the second half we spoke about the chiyuv vis-a-vis mitzvah essay of women in matzah. And that gemara spills over depending on what you think about afei rabbi Yosef nes, that will spill over to other things as well. That's going to impact women's chiyuv in halal, going to impact women's chiyuv in sipatism tribe. It has to be understood in light of women's chiyuv in dalakosis. So they are, in a certain sense, two separate sugyas, but they really do merge together because they really go back to the first of the Mamakamas, because Pesach really is a package deal. It really is a combination of both parts, the Isurim and the Mitzvahs that really go hand in hand. And again, at least to a certain degree, include women as well. So I want to just conclude just very quickly, just a little bit of Divrei Machshava, a little bit of Divrei Chizuk, hopefully. Again, following along the footsteps of some of the things that we've been talking about until now. It's a thought that we've spoken about several times, and probably given this drasha several times, perhaps the Parshas Bo once or twice, and no doubt I've said it in a Pesach drasha once or twice in shul. Maybe I said it over in a Parshas Shabbos HaChodesh once in a while. But I think it's an important point to reiterate, and I think that very much relates to the topic we were talking about, and I think it has a very, very specific message and hopefully some divrei seiros for the time. It's very, some of the unique aspects of this particular Pesach above in Mutayva. If you look at Parshas Bo, when the mitzvah of Korban Pesach was given to us, the laning from 2 weeks ago of Parshas Chodesh, so there are a few things that really strike out, really, really, really stand out very, very quickly. The almost overemphasis of the term bias. Almost all the mitzvahs in that parasha revolve around the Jewish home. The Torah speaks about something that we spent half of tonight's show talking about. Ach b'yom harishon tashpisus ol mibateichem. The Torah says you have to remove the chametz from where? From your bias. Now the halacha happens to be you can't even own chametz out of your house, but the Torah says the Torah Masav praises the mitzvah in terms of the bias. That's about the ikka. That's where everything emanates from, the bias. Shivus yom so'olah matzei b'mateichem, the lav and the Torah we spend so much time talking about is in the bias. Many of the mitzvahs that we spoke about tonight, a mitzvah that were performed, of course, in that first Pesach Mitzrayim in the house, because the temple say to Yishrei Pesach Pesach Pesach, you weren't allowed to leave your homes. You were, in a sense, stuck. You had to remain home. You weren't allowed to walk out. And the Korban Pesach itself was performed where? It was performed, the Tzvikas Adam was on the bias. There was no Mizbech in Mitzrayim. And the Gemara says there were three Mizbachas, the Mezuzas Ve'Mashkov. Those were the three Tzvikas Adams. The home, in a sense, was the Mokam HaKorovas HaKorban. And everything was eaten in the home. Everything was eaten with the Bnei HaBayis. Celebrate Sova, Celebayas. Everything revolved around the home. And it's somewhat striking because usually when we think about, particularly the realm of Avodas HaKorbanos, so Avodas HaKorbanos is usually something that we associate with not our home, but rather Kodesh Baruch Hu's home, the Beis HaMikdash. Now, truth to be told, in generations to come, you're not allowed to bring your Korban Pesach in your backyard. You have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. But the original model was the home. The Pesach Mitzrayim was in the home. There was no Pesach Mikdash in Mitzrayim. There was no Mishkan in Mitzrayim. There was no Mizbech for Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. It was each and every person in their own home. That was the original model of Pesach Mitzrayim. Why is that so important? So I think that the answer is that it really addresses a fundamental approach, a chiddush gadol in Avodas Hashem, one of the many, many great chiddushim in religion that entered into the scene of history at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Paro and Mitzrayim and the culture of Mitzrayim knew a lot about religion. There was a very elaborate religion of ancient Egypt. There was a sacrificial cult. There were priests. There were sacrifices. There was a whole world of religion that existed in ancient Egypt and throughout the rest of the world. But there was something that Paro and his entire culture of that world could not fathom with the words that were uttered to Moshe Rabbeinu at the beginning of Parashah, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Paro at the beginning of Parashah's book. Paro says, I'm ready to concede, I'm ready to let the Jews go out, but not all of them. Mifa miyahochim, give me a list. I want to know, tell me the Kohanim that you need. Give me the priests. Give me the guys who have to go and offer korbanos. Let's not forget, Mitzrayim knew what it meant to have a Kohen. Yosef even had to deal with that. The Kohanim, remember the Kohanim back in Parshas Vayigash, they were specially close. They had a special zchus in the world in ancient Egypt. It was a hierarchy in society to be the Kohen. So Paro turns to Moshe and says, give me a Hochem, give me a list of your Kohanim. I'll let you guys go. You want to bring a korban, I'll let you go. Moshe Rabbeinu says back to Paro something that Paro couldn't even conceive. Our young children are coming with us. Paro says, what are you crazy? Since when does a five-year-old offer kumanas? Our older people are coming. Paro says, they're too old already. They can't offer kumanas anymore. Our young daughters are coming. Our husbands and wives and children are all going. We are out. We are going to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Paro says, let the men... Then between the ages of, I don't know, 20, 50, 60, whatever, cut up borders, let the young, strong men go. That's what you really want. You want to bring kabanos, so what are you asking the women? What are you asking the children? We need the old people. What are you asking them for? What? For us. They go, she's amazed, Paro. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to Paro is that, Paro, you don't understand. Religion, Avodas Hashem, is not something that for the reserved hierarchy, top of society, it's not something for the rabbis, it's not something for the priests, it's not for the Kohanim, it's not something for a few lone members of society sitting tucked away in a base in Mikdash. Klal Yisrael, we go to Avodas Hashem, we offer our kabbonos with our men, with our women, with our children, with our elders, with our infants. Klal Yisrael, go as a whole to offer kabbonos. And what greater message to drive this message home to Klai, so a greater way than through the following. That first Korban Pesach, to set the stage for all subsequent Korban Pesachs, is not something that's done by a few Kohanim tucked away on an mountaintop somewhere, but it's done in one's own home. It's done within the confines of one's own Baal Damas, in one's own home, and around the table with one's family. That's Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure we understand that our own homes, our Shabbos tables, and our Yom Tov tables, and our learning sometimes in the privacy of our own homes, and yes, even as we unfortunately have to have been doing for the last few weeks, even the davening in our own homes, but our homes are our Makom Mikdash, and every once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us a Nisayon, like he's sending us in Pesach Tavshin Pei, perhaps to reiterate to us that the Ikar Avodas Hashem is what happens in our own homes. Yes, our shuls are beautiful, and we hope and pray, we can't wait for the day to come back to them. And yes, about the midrashos and yeshivas are critical, we can't wait for those days to open up the walls of the Mishkan again. But if for whatever reason in Shemayim, it's Nigzer and Klal Yisrael, the dish the base of Ishal Teitzim, men and Pesach Beis, when Boikir, so be it, when Makabal is there for the Rebbeinu Shalom as well. For whatever reason, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of us this year to almost recreate the original Korban Pesach more than ever before. So be it. That's the Aveda of Pesach Tavshin Pei. That sets the tone. Which be zoich, the holiday this year Pesach will still be the Pesach of Pesach Mikdash. For whatever reason it's not, maybe this will be the Pesach of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pesach of Pesach Mikdash will be perhaps we'll have to wait till Tavshin Pei Aleph. And if we had to think to ourselves, You know, we know who the Kohanim are in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. We know who is entrusted with making sure that the Kedusha and the Tahara are up to par in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. But we had to ask ourselves, who are the Kohanim who have to make sure, and the job of the Kohen, we take a look at the Nevi'im. We had a little bit about it, not in this morning's Haftarah, but in the prayer before this morning's Haftarah, Malachi. Since they Kohen Ishmudas, take a look at the Nevi'im, the Nevi'im of Chagai, about the Kohanim were the ones who had to be, make sure that everything was Tohar. That was the goal. The Kohen had to stay on the Taras HaKohenish. We're reading Sefer Taras Kohanim, Sefer Yikra. We just read this morning, this afternoon, Mincha, Pasha Shmini, which is beginning, the end of Pasha Shmini, begins the Dinner of Tumah V'Tahara. Who is called upon to preserve the Tumah V'Tahara in Mikdash? Those are the Kohanim. Now we have to ask ourselves, who are the ones who stand on guard of the Taharas Habayis HaYehudi, who stand on guard to make sure the Jewish home is Tahar, V'Kadosh, that it can be a place of Kedusha V'Tahara? It is none other than our dedicated wives, and our mothers, and daughters. It is the Jewish women who have always been at the forefront of Tahara, not only in the literal way in terms of Taharas HaMishpacha, but Taharas HaBayis, the ones who have been entrusted to make sure that the food in the home is kosher, to make sure that the atmosphere, the ruach in the home is kosher, to make sure that everything is al Taharas HaKodesh. The Jewish women were the ones who have always and continue to be entrusted with that sacred task. So I think it's a good time, just in case any one of your wives are a little bit upset that it's now 11:25 at night. So if they're still up, which no doubt they are, because I'm sure they're all working nonstop around the clock at Erev Pesach, it's a good time to express a Karas HaTov. It's a good time to express a Karas HaTov to our wives and to our mothers and our sisters and our daughters, to all who are doing a task that maybe just a few weeks ago they weren't even planning of doing. And even those who aren't planning, the plans are so much more complicated and so much more difficult this Pesach. To be able to make sure that our homes are free of chametz, to make sure that our homes are ready to be mekabel p'nei Hashchina, to make sure that in a few nights from now we'll be able to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa and erev tochel matzos, to be able to sit down, we got it for mincha, in a mizbeach, in a mikdash, is because right now your wives are scrubbing the sinks, and right now your wives are scrubbing the stoves, and right now trying to make lists and figure out how to go shopping under the most difficult of difficult circumstances. It's a time to roll up our sleeves and help a little bit. It's a time to give that helping hand, to give that encouragement, and to realize that Baruch Hashem, that we have Moshe Chayil, who are following the footsteps of Nashim Tzidkaniyos Shav Yosef Ador. The Gemara says that ultimately, B'schus Nashim Tzidkaniyos, that's what Klai Yisrael were taken out of the tribe in the first place. So when we sit down in Yetz Hashem, and we fulfill mitzvah of matzah, men, women, and children, and we sit down, and we drink a dalakosis, men, women, and children, and we sit down and have a challah, men, women, and children, so we should remember that Afin Rabbi Yosef Anes, that we're all in this together. Hopefully, Mi'at Hashem, we can even salvage this Pesach will be. Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim will be the Pesach of Mashiach Tikenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us that opportunity to be able to take all of our homes and all of our Batei Knesset, all of our Midrashos, and all fly together in Yerushalayim, which will be Zoy Chazayim very, very soon to Karov, to Ari Barabbas and Mikdash, to Ari Barabbas. Wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful night, and Mi'at Hashem, those who are.